It's time for the Two Old Men, a morning show, and sometimes a dog podcast. And now, here's our hosts, Jeff, John, and Charlie.
103.9985 mypigradio.com. She's gone, gone, gone. And
no, she's right here. Here.
Miss Heather Gonsolas.
You can call me Heather Lynn. It'd be easier.
Heather Lynn.
I like that better. Heather Lynn.
That's it.
tell us what's going on. We got the Cullen Baker Hog Hunt.
That's it. So Cullen Baker is a big fair we have in Bloomberg, Texas, if anybody knows
where. I know where that's at. Been there.
We've been doing it for 45 years. This is our 46th year, and we've had to start over from ground zero. Our fire department's no longer handling it, so we are trying to raise funds so that we can make it bigger and better than it ever has been and keep it going. It's a huge tradition for us.
Well, this is a great idea for a fundraiser. This is the first one. Yeah.
Absolutely. It's our first one. It's something that is a huge sport. I mean, it's a huge nuisance, and the men around this territory and women have turned it into a sport, and it's competitive, and they're
hard to hunt, man. I mean, they really are. They're
just everywhere, though. I mean, and it's becoming a huge problem. It's already become a huge problem. It's not even becoming one. It's.
You talk about your pandemics.
Yeah.
Really, we got a pandemic of wild hogs.
So why not take advantage and, you know, try to raise some money for the town and the fair and make the best of it.
That's right, and I think it's a great idea. How many people so far are in?
I do not. We did not do any pre-registration on it, so we won't know till March 6th that evening. We'll start about 5 o'clock and try to get everybody registered in by 7.
And the dates for this, Jay?
It's the March 6th through the 8th, and your entry fee for the 2 to 4 person teams, how much is that?
It's $200.
All right, and then talk about some of the things you can win.
Okay, wait, is that 200 for the team?
Yeah.
Okay.
For the entire team.
Yeah, 200 for the team, and it's 2 to 4 person team. The grand prize is based off of the heaviest of a 5-hog stringer. So your 5 heaviest hogs, the first place, and runner-up prize. The first place will take 50% of the total entry fee, and the runner-ups will take 25% of the total entry fee. So that could be big money.
Yeah, it could be. And then you have some side things, biggest hog and such.
So we have side pots. If they decide to get in the side pots, we have 2 of those. We have biggest hog and longest cutter, and they're $30 each for each pot. And they're 100% payout on this.
We're glad you can be here. You can hang around for a little while this morning with us, yeah?
Absolutely.
Good. We want you to hang around with us, but we got to still do, you know, it's a radio.
Oh, you got to play music.
Show thing. Yeah,
commercials.
That's what people listen for. It's Clint Black on 103.9985 mypigradio.com. 103.9985 is mypigradio.com. Jeff, John, 2 old men in the morning, dog, Charlie, and Miss Heather Gonsolas, Heather Lynn.
Heather Lynn.
You're
like
also
better.
A musician. Tell us a little bit about your music.
Oh, well, we have a local band here. It's called Heather Lynn and the Deacons.
All right.
We play all over the town. We play all over the region, actually. We stay busy. We play 2 or 3 nights a week.
And how many people's in the band?
There's 4 of us.
All right. Yeah, and are you a singer?
I am the singer?
I am the singer.
Actually, I'm not. I'm actually not. I have a great partner in crime, Jace Bryant. I don't know if y'all have ever heard him, but we call him the local legend around here, or I do. I'm proud of him. He's highly talented. He's so talented and got a voice like no other. And
Now, he's all right.
I'm pretty proud of him. I'm pretty proud to have him, put it that way. So.
Well, you were telling us that you don't have to hunt the hogs in Cass County.
No.
You can actually hunt them in Southwest Arkansas, Louisiana,
Oklahoma. I don't care. As long as you're abiding by state laws.
Uh-huh.
You bring them back dead. I don't want them alive.
Right.
Don't bring them
absolutely.
To me alive.
Absolutely no live wild hogs, please.
Exactly. Yeah, no, as long as you're abiding by state laws and you have permission by landowners to be there, we don't care where you hunt. But
you are going to do, you know, just like with bass tournaments, we don't want somebody trapping a hog, fattening it up, like you said.
That's right. There's no trapping, no high-fenced hunting, and no helicopter hunting. It's just strictly a true chase hunt, and you use dogs.
Well, see, and that's another thing about Cass County. You don't want to do no helicopter hunts, no way, because somebody on the ground is going to start
wondering what's going on.
Yeah, they're going to start firing. It's them revenueers.
Well, that's not just Cass County. That'd be pretty much anywhere, anywhere around here.
We did say you could hunt in Louisiana, Arkansas.
Yeah, that's right.
But no, this is going to be a lot of fun, and it's March
6th through the 8th.
Yeah.
And the weigh-in is on March 8th at noon, right?
Yes, we'll register them out on the 6th. We won't see them again until 12, you know, 10 to 12 o'clock. Uh-huh. 12 o'clock is the last you've got to
deadline.
Be there.
You got to be there.
Yeah. Once the gate's closed, it's...
I don't care how long you've hunted, I can't let you in.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, rules is rules.
Yeah, well, let's play by the rules.
Yeah, and there will be polygrapher on site for the winners, because this could turn into a lot of money.
Well, yeah.
You know, I don't want any cheating, and I don't want anybody accusing anybody of cheating, so if there's any of that, there will be...
There's an you got an independent polygrapher. Yeah. Is somebody, he ain't got no money in it.
That's it.
And the good thing is, with all that said, and people having a chance to win some pretty good money here, you're gonna get rid of some of those wild hogs.
That's it.
Hopefully, a bunch of them.
Yeah.
If we can get a lot of people in it, it could make a. It's not gonna make that big of a dent.
Well, you gotta do something.
It's being a fundraiser for what it is, and you know, if it takes off and it turns into a great event, we'll do it more than once a year, and we'll try to make a dent. You know,
and that's just the thing. I mean, you got to start. So, yeah. So here it is.
Yep.
The Cullen Baker Hog Hunt, March 6th through 8th. For more information, call Ms. Heather Lynn. 903-824-9738. Or you got the Facebook page.
Yeah, absolutely. Go to Cullen Baker Fair and Facebook.
Before we go to the next break, find us a good game to play.
Oh, you want
to
play a game?
Yeah.
Oh, I get to play a game.
Yeah, you get to play a game.
Okay, all right. Well, I'll look it up. You'll stay. Best and most country in the mornings on 103.9 and 98.5. It's mypigradio.com. Miss Heather. Lynn,
I don't know if we should take offense or not. We are the pig, and she's promoting
killing
the hogs.
There's a difference
in fat around here.
Difference in pigs and hogs.
Just kidding.
Who you calling fat?
No one. Hey,
look at
this
shirt. Look at that.
I hope she ain't got that camera.
I think it's off.
All right, I got a game for y'all though. If you want to play,
yeah, we want to play.
All right, so JW is very competitive. Miss Heather. Oh, yeah, he's very competitive.
Yeah.
Making me nervous.
But I don't always win, so, you know, competitive and winning are two different things.
Yeah. That's right.
So are you a sore loser? Or?
No.
Oh, yeah, he cries, he kicks stuff. Once you leave, oh, my gosh.
That's going down,
if you beat him, yeah, I got to hear about it all day long.
I doubt I do.
So much so that the next morning he'll be like, let's get a game on, because I got to.
I got to bring myself.
Yeah, I got to redeem myself.
All right,
here we go. The following are from a standard fifth grade curriculum in the U.S.
Oh, Lord.
You've got to answer 4 out of 5 or you ain't got the sense of a fifth grader.
Okay. Man,
you know, it's been a long time since I've been a fifth grader, right?
No, you still got milk on your breath. Come on. Here we go. I got to write down this, though, first. H and a J for score. The vast majority of an atom is made up of... Uh-oh.
What? I think that's a signal that we may be on camera now, so be careful.
You heard that, right?
Yeah, I heard that, yeah.
All right. Well,
I thought something was going to blow up. So.
Don't do that.
There we go. The vast majority... Wait, where were we?
The vast majority of
an atom is made up of A, protons and neutrons, B, electrons... Or C, empty space. Y'all are so serious about this, right?
I'm going to go with A.
Me too.
You're going with A. We're protons with A. and neutrons. Uh-huh. All right, you're both wrong. It's empty space.
Is it? Yeah.
All right, which American is credited with the discovery of electricity? A, Thomas Edison, B, Benjamin Franklin, or C, Albert Einstein?
B.
Franklin, whatever that was. It'd be. Right.
That's a point for both of you.
No, I'm a big Ben Franklin.
Oh, yeah. He's got a t-shirt and everything.
Do you really?
He really does. Yeah. Him and then what was the performer's name in the 80s?
I don't know.
The girl.
Katrina?
No, that sang Nobody.
Sylvia. Sylvia. Yes. Sylvia.
I do know Sylvia.
See, he was in the Sylvia fan club, too.
Nobody called today.
Oh, yeah. Love it.
All right. How long does it... Here's question number three. How long does it take for the moon to orbit the Earth? A, 24 hours. B, 27 days. Or C, 30 days.
Oh, my goodness. That's tough.
It is. See, that some is of tough. These are...
Well, you do a trip around the Earth in a year, right?
What?
Trip around the Earth?
I mean, the sun. Trip around the sun. That's what I mean.
According to where you're tripping.
And yeah.
What you're tripping on, I guess.
Listen, I've got my drink.
Uh-huh.
We're not going
to
talk about what's in it.
Coffee?
Early. Coffee.
Early.
Two old men and a dog coffee. All right, so what's the answer? How long does it take the moon to orbit the Earth? 24 hours, 27 days, or 30 days?
I'm going to go 27 days.
That was my guess.
Yeah.
Oh, man, you two are tied up now. Yeah. That is it. It's 27 days.
30 was too obvious. It wasn't going to be
right, there. Yeah.
What parts of speech are the words and, but, or, and so?
What?
And, but, or, and so.
Right. Are they A, conjunctions, B, adverbs, or C, prepositions?
I'm from Bloomberg. How am I supposed to know this?
Should have went to Bright Star.
I probably skipped a lot of English classes.
Say them again for.
Yeah.
Conjunctions, adverbs, or prepositions. The words and, but, or and, so.
Adverbs.
I think it's conjunction.
Is it conjunction?
It is conjunctions. Yeah. JW's ahead. 3-2.
Uh-oh.
You got a chance to tie it up or... Give up the game here with this final question.
I can't do that. I can't give up.
What president made the decision to drop the atomic bombs on Japan during World War II? A, Franklin Roosevelt, B, Harry Truman, or C, Woodrow Wilson? Probably not as fair to you since he was there.
I was not. I was not there. Thank you very much. I wasn't born until the 60s.
Anybody, anytime.
I've got the answer. I'm waiting on her.
Was it Roosevelt?
Truman.
Truman.
JW's victorious today.
Today.
Yeah, today.
I didn't have any doubt.
But I think we did good enough to pass on to the fifth grade.
That's right.
Stay in the fifth grade.
Hang around for one more break so we can just kind of recap the hunt and get all that back out there.
Okay.
Ricky Skaggs, I wouldn't change you if I could on 103.9.
You would. You'd change us in a heartbeat.
No. Well, you make me out that way.
Yeah.
Miss Heather Lynn, thank you so much for coming in here.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
For sorry JW beat you at Smarter Than a Fifth Grader.
Well...
No, I mean, I'm really sorry.
It was close.
You're saying that makes me look really bad.
He hopes every time that I'll lose, you know. And when I was on a 4-game winning streak there for a while, and he was about to pull out his gray hair.
Oh
my gosh. See?
Yeah, I see. Yeah. I see what you're saying. Yeah.
Go ahead, tell him. It's hot, though, ain't it?
I mean, you know.
She just laughed. Hey, Anna, what does it mean when the girls just laugh?
The Cullen Baker Hog Hunt. Now, this is coming up March 6th through 8th. Mm-hmm. Good chance. And you don't have to have a hunting license, but you do have to have a landowner's permission.
That's
well,
it.
Well, sure.
You do need to have the license if you're on core land. That's what, that's what the...
Yeah, and if you're on private land and or private your land or permission to be on somebody's land.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, then you no license.
Arkansas,
needed,
Texas, Oklahoma, Louisiana, doesn't matter.
Right. These hogs are such a nuisance. This is a great idea, this hog hunt. Try to make a dent in that population that's tearing up so much property, land, and whatnot. And then some big payouts. The money's big.
Yeah, the more teams we have, the bigger the prize pot. And it's, you know, I've heard stories of some of these thousands of dollar prize
winners. Well, yeah, because you got $200 entry fee for the teams.
Yeah, I mean, it's just, that's the reason we're trying to get the word out. I mean, it benefits the teams that are in there, and you walk away with money, and it helps out the town.
And then all the side pots that go along with it. It's a big deal.
We'd like for the Cullen Baker Fair. As I've heard about that all my life, the Cullen Baker Fair.
Yeah, and look it up on, they got the Facebook page, Cullen Baker Fair.
That's it.
There's a flyer up there, and they can always message you through that page.
Absolutely. I can give them a whole list of rules and regulations and do's and don'ts and all that good stuff.
Or go ahead and call her, text her, any time of the day or night.
Well,
903.
You're really throwing that out there, aren't you?
824-9738. So, and of course, the podcast here, if you forget that, just look it up at mypigradio.com. We'll have all the information there.
Got it.
Thank you all.
Thank you, Miss Heather. We appreciate you coming. You'll come back sometime?
Absolutely.
As we get a little bit closer to the hunt, we might even come down there and let JW stab a pig.
I'd probably shoot the pig. He'd be dead when he gets there, and I'd probably be shooting, not stabbing.
This podcast brought to you by Two Old Men and Sometimes a Dog Morning Show Coffee. Coffee with a purpose. Order yours today at mypigradio.com. And be sure to wake up every morning, Monday through Friday, for Two Old Men and Sometimes a Dog to stay up to date on what's going on in our community.